Cezary Majinski stands at the front of his shop, Cezary's Auto. He says the building is aging, but he has a garage out back that would make a good location for a liquor store, and now may be the time.
Only one would concern me. There was one of the BNC is giving up, closing, open, and the law allowed to have three liquor store. That's why I decided to run for the third one, to be between the two big powerful companies. And I'm sure I find a room in there.
BNC runs Bethel Spirits, the liquor store across from Majinski's shop. Bethel can have up to three liquor stores by state law. Each community is allowed a certain number of liquor stores based on its population. If Majinski's application gets approved, no other license for liquor stores can be issued until one of the three gives up their license or it expires. Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler says there are no other applications being considered for a package store. Majinski has been a longtime supporter of many organizations and programs in town and says if he gets a license, he'll use the profits to benefit the community.
If I have a liquor store, I don't have to have it, but if I get that, mostly the money be sponsor positive things in Bethel. And I would like to leave some of my name after my life.
Positive things like donating to nonprofits and school sport fundraisers. Majinski does not want to name the liquor store after himself like he did with his auto shop. He'd chosen the name Cusco Liquor. If he opens the store, he would also move his auto shop to a new as of yet undecided location. The current building has reached the end of its life.
That is 60-year-old building, and it's like you see right now, the doors no closing, they're shifting all the time. High spending from 40 to 50,000. Dollars with the fuel, heating, every year. That is lots of money, and it's too old to be rebuilt.
For now, the only option is to tear it down and move shop in 2 to 3 years after finding a new location. After that, Majinski says he would use the extra space to expand the liquor store and provide a bigger parking area. Cezary will present his plans to the council in their regular meeting next Tuesday. After that, the city will either recommend against it or take no action before sending it to the Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board for final consideration. And if all goes according to Majinski's plan, he says he hopes to open Cusco Liquor by next summer. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.